Transportation Department Secretary Ray LaHood says Wisconsin won't be getting the $150 million Governor Walker had wanted to improve the Hiawatha rail service. In announcing a second round of funding for high-speed rail initiatives around the U.S., LaHood says the DOT went with the strongest partners who are reliable. The rejection comes a few months after Walker turned down about $800 million in funds for high-speed rail between Milwaukee and Madison. Before leaving for Washington, D.C. this afternoon to speak to school voucher advocates, Governor Walker told reporters in Kenosha that he was still trying to find out more about the DOT's new decision.
Certainly that we'd hope we would be. I think the numbers are pretty solid for the Hiawatha line, and still hold out some hope that maybe if they're doing another round, but we'll have to wait and see.
At about that same hour, Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett was quite confident there won't be new Hiawatha money for Wisconsin. Barrett blames Governor Walker.
Clearly, the government is interested in those regions in this country that have shown a willingness to connect communities through high-speed rail. And because of the governor's previous actions, I think that hurt us.
Barrett says he wants to see what Governor Walker has in mind next for improving Hiawatha service, helping the Milwaukee train car maker Talgo, and for paying for upgrades at the Milwaukee Train Depot. A proposed high-speed rail line between Duluth and the Twin Cities did receive $5 million for additional planning, and several other Midwest states also picked up federal cash for their rail projects. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.